Right, cool. I'm live. What's up? What's up? Welcome to the LaFrance Paradigm. My name is Robert LaFrance. Sorry about that. My name is Robert LaFrance, and this is where I take what I've learned, strategies for an impact, and share them with you so you can create a fulfilling life experience for your business, your own life experience, and then your family. All right. A lot of the stuff that I've been learning is actually gearing to it's helping me become a better father as well as leader within my organization. And if you can find any value from this, well, then that's just a win. All right. And if you don't like this or none of this resonates with you, then just keep scrolling. All right. But after many requests to take the Monday inventory checklist story that I did last week on my Instagram and turn it into a YouTube video, I'm going to make this a live thing and then turn it into a YouTube video so people can share it and watch it over again and take notes. And as always, if you find value from these, drop a fire in the comments. If you have any questions, ask away. I got my comment section pulled up here, so I'm ready to respond. And let's dive in. Okay. The whole idea of this is to stay organized and stay calibrated for us to accomplish our goals, whatever that means to you. Okay. So for me, that's having a fulfilling life, building camaraderie, and having some financial stability. Okay. And working towards building a business, helping people pursue their passions and their dreams. Okay. The inspiration behind the checklist video last week was because in the military, I hated taking inventory all the time. We were at Mudsu, and it's like we were doing inventory all the time. And the chatter amongst my peers of the dive team was always like, oh, great, we're going to go inventory the scuba box again. Oh, we're going to go inventory the salvage box again. And it kind of turned into a joke. But today, fast forward, I take inventory within my team. I take inventory with myself. If you log your workouts and you keep track of your weights and your nutrition or your prospecting phone calls or your closings or how many contracts you're sending out, that is a way of taking inventory. So in order to have a successful business or relationship or preparing our future, AKA our children, our youth, we need to be on top of what it is that we're feeding and nourishing our business and our organization. And so it was kind of a funny idea to be humbled. We used to give our leadership so much grief about how we had to do inventory so often, but when you're a part of a mobile command, you want to stay ready for the call. All right. And so now I take weekly inventory. I take daily inventory, really, but to get ready for the week, I take inventory, reflect on my last week, see what goals I accomplished or didn't hit, and then prepare to stay cal or to calibrate myself moving forward in the weeks ahead and the year ahead. All right. And when we're going to go over the checklist that I created that you can modify and create your own with, and you can use this idea for any area that you're choosing. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and pull up my inventory checklist here. And unfortunately, you won't be able to see it on Instagram. You're going to have to watch the replay. But if you're watching live on Facebook, I'm going to share my screen here. And we are going to go over how this whole thing works essentially. Okay, so we're going to take our goals. All right, we're going to take our goals. What do we want in our relationship? What do we want in our business, in our organization? What does our team want? What are their personal goals? Are you keeping track of what your new business associates or business partners' goals are? And are you helping and facilitating and creating an environment to nourish the accomplishment of those goals? Or are you being a hater? Are you commenting and being facetious at weird hours of time and not actually adding value to anybody's life? All right. So what is your goals, your relationships goals, your business's goals, period? And what is it for the year? And then you can reverse engineer that down to the month and to the day. And then you'll be able to identify your daily actions and create the life that you are going to have to live and be disciplined and execute in order to achieve and accomplish your goals. All right. And by identifying, by taking a step back, that 10,000 foot view to the 1,000 foot view to the 10 foot view, you're going to be able to see what steps that you're going to have to do. Okay. You're going to be able to see that checklist and create it. And by doing this, just that participation in the effort of doing that, you're going to identify what is the actions, what actions you actually have to do, and then maybe things that aren't so valuable. Maybe those are just time wasters that we used to think were valuable and helping us, but maybe it shines light on something that we actually need to be doing. And so when we start to take action, in making more phone calls or in having more dates with our loved ones or having our children feel seen and heard and nourishing their health, wealth, and happiness, you know, nurturing, watering our plants, essentially, you know, humans or people are essentially plants with complex emotions. You know, when we start making those phone calls and start making closings, you're going to get a law of averages and a ratio. All right. The law of averages is like the batting averages. Babe Ruth never concerned about his performance because he knew that the law of averages was going to work out for him. And so he was able to remove the emotional attachment to the process and end the journey, knowing that as long as he stayed disciplined and committed and never gave up, he was going to achieve the results that he wanted. Okay. And you can do the same thing with any area of your life. In every area of your life, I recommend that you do this in every area of your life, because that's going to help fine-tune and sift and sort the things that are working in your favor and the things that aren't working in your favor. And it's going to help you become the best version of yourself. You're going to increase your self-worth, not just your self-confidence, but your self-worth. And you're going to be able to get paid more. You're going to be able to have better relationships and have a larger impact in your business, your community, and your neighborhood, in your local community. So if we're talking about real estate, helping distressed sellers, you know, that property that looks run down, you know, you're sending mailers or following up or using some third-party app, or you're working with wholesalers, you know, buying that property, flipping it up, you're increasing the neighborhood. You're going to make the neighborhood look nicer. You're going to make, you know, having my daughter to go pick up rent checks safer because you're putting good tenants in there. You're doing good background checks, or, you know, you're making phone calls. You got the contracts being sent out. Maybe it's not being worked out. Or if you're in network marketing like me, sharing information, you know, how many people do you need to share information with in order for someone to see, oh, I really need this. My teenage driver or my teenager is riding with their best friend all the time. I know that kid's driving and not a safe driver. What happens when they get pulled over and the police start interviewing the passenger? That's illegal. You know, you can have your teenager have access to an attorney 24/7 from the tap of an app without you present. That's the type of stuff that we're looking out here for. So the law of averages is going to allow you to identify, okay, if I make 13 phone calls or if I share information with 13 people, I'm going to help one family, you know, that's going to be one sale. Okay. And that's going to be the results that we're going to be achieving. And then from those results, we're either going to be able to gain that certainty and excitement. If you've ever heard or seen of the entrepreneur success loop, or, you know, ups and downs, that's kind of like gaining the certainty. It's like a roller coaster, but when you know the recipe and the system, it kind of pushes all that uncertainty and the whirliness away, knowing that you actually have a good path and a good head on your shoulders. Now, when you gain those results and gain that certainty and that confidence, that's great. You can move up and scale to the next level. And if you didn't hit your original goal, well, then you know that you have to make some calibration and some adjustments somewhere. Maybe you need to call more of your teammates and saying, hey, where are you at? Or how can I help you? All right. So you're either reaching your goals and then you're adjusting them. And if you're not reaching your goals, you're making adjustments anyway. So a big part of this is knowing that there's going to be constant reorganization, constant inventory taking, and constant adjusting. And once you embody and accept that, things get a little bit easier. Now, my intention behind making this and all of what I'm doing on social media is to create the ultimate life experience for myself. This is creating my life experience. I always saw myself putting myself out there, inspiring people, making people laugh, giving value, making people think, and then having people walk away with something of value for them to implement in their lives so they can, you know, be happy. You know, some of my role models were George Carlin, Robin Williams, Jim Rohn, Tony Robbins. And once I learned about some of their backgrounds and their stories and their come ups and how they became to who they were, you know, I was like, wow, I have so much in common with these people. I want to do stuff like that. And so this is my way of living my dream. Okay. And so as we take action, we're going to reach our goals. We're going to make constant adjustments, and we're going to be able to enjoy those adjustments. Now, let's not, maybe you're in a position where it's really hard and it's a really hard environment. Well, this is just going to be that much more crucial for you to implement, because who likes waking up dreading life every day? Not me. I've done that for a long part of my life. Okay. I don't do that anymore. And it took a hard look in the mirror. It took hyper responsibility and accountability for myself and the people that I shared space with to do the work. Okay. So it, some of this gets easier. Or how about I say this? When we're first starting out, it's hard. Maybe our environment's hard. Maybe it's hard to look in the mirror. Maybe the people that we're working around aren't supporting that, and their own egos are putting people in danger and not helping you become successful. They're holding things. They're withholding things from you in order to be accomplish what you're trying to do. And that sucks too. You know, when you're in the military, you're on a contract, you're in a contractual agreement to serve. All right. And you can't just quit unless you know how to do that. All right. Actually, I know some people who bought their way out of a contract. It is possible. Okay. And that's actually with the opportunity that I share on a regular basis. I have associates who bought out their contract and separated from the military early because they became financially successful. All right. And I remember the conversations I was having in the dive locker about that opportunity. And then we would laugh and scoff it off saying, oh, that would only happen if you won the lottery. Actually, it's a lot easier than you think. So with the right legal representation and the right know-how of the systems and strategies that are in place around you and for you, you know how to act. It's just you doing the legwork, open up the tech manual, open up the manual and learning how things work. All right. So we're going to reach our goal. We're going to make adjustments and we're going to be reaching that next level. And guess what? Once we reach that next level, there's going to be new challenges, unforeseen circumstances where we're going to have to go back and understand the law of averages and remake our checklist. Okay. Or we didn't reach that next level and we have to adjust to make that original OG goal. All right. And by repeating this process, this is the life experience. Now, here are the questions that we need to ask on a regular basis because nobody wants to live a miserable life. Matter of fact, the statistics show people don't, okay? If we're talking about veterans and their success transitioning out of the military or the operation of the VA or the amount of suicides that veterans are having, despite the level of badass that they have within them and the things that they've accomplished within their contractual agreement, we need to remember who we are, remember what we've been trained to do, and reutilize those transferable skills in the other areas of our lives. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be in the battlefield in your marriage, because if you bring that type of mindset to your relationship, that's not the right place for that. You know, in our relationships, we need love and connection, not so much battlefield mindset. Okay. So there's some a dichotomy to all of this stuff. All right. But here are some questions that you can ask on a regular basis to help you stay calibrated as you make your checklist for your family, your business, and your teammates. Okay. Are you doing what you love? All right. We're trying to build our dream life. Okay. I think that when I got out of the Navy, all I wanted was my new mission. I wanted to have my sense of purpose, pursue that sense of purpose, and have that feeling of fulfillment every day. You know, work with great people. Look left and right and know that the people that I'm working alongside have my back and we're working towards the same goal. And surprisingly, that's not always the case, especially in the military, right? When it comes down to being in the water or when it comes down to going on a mission, yeah, your boys got your back, red diver, green diver, yellow diver, all of you guys are going to work when it's time to splash. That's no question. But for some reason, when we get up out of the water and we start working on the surface again, egos, attitudes, and all that shit get in the way and it starts to degrade, all right? That's how people get hurt. And I'm not about that. All right. So are you doing what you love? Are you helping other people do what they love? Are you nourishing that environment the best way that you can? Or do you know that that's not what you want to do? And are you stepping out of the way and minding your own business? Okay. Are you happy in your relationships with your love life, your relationship with yourself? We speak, you know, we have mental thoughts all day. I don't know about you. I know I think a lot. Okay. So nobody talks to me more than I talk to myself. And as I progress in this life and my journey, I actually find myself detaching from a lot of society, getting away from many people, because a lot of people's mindsets and the average person, you know, maybe walking on the street, you know, whatever, isn't going to complement what I'm trying to accomplish. You know, I'm surprised that the people that I connect with at the Virginia Beach oceanfront, some of them being homeless, you know, they have great stories and they have great mental attitudes. And I learn from these people. So, you know, don't judge a book by its cover, but you also need to identify who's adding value to your life or if you're adding value to other people's lives and recognize that and either lead, follow, or get out the way. All right. And then also your business. If you are an entrepreneur, you know, most people get out of the military saying, you know, I don't know what I want to do, but I want to be in control of my own schedule. I want to make some money and I want to do what I love. Okay. You're an entrepreneur if that's how you think and that's how you're having conversations with yourself and your friends. So what is it that you want to be doing? Is it a t-shirt business? Do you want to get into real estate syndication? Do you want to be in personal development, motivation, share your life story, help people start businesses, whatever your cause is, but are you happy or working towards happiness in those three areas? Okay. Are we getting healthier? Okay. Are we getting healthier? Are we making an impact? And are we working alongside people that are along the same cause? Okay. So that's the checklist that we're creating. And those are questions that we can ask ourselves to stay calibrated. Now, if you're finding value in this, drop a comment. You know, if there's something that you want to add or something that you're learning from this, make sure you drop it in the comments, because people's attention are short and people's time are valuable. So we're scrolling, you know, you might find value in this and then you're going to get bombarded by a commercial and then a cat video. And the next thing you know, it's gone. So if you're finding value in this, recognize what you're learning and put it in the comments so the people following and then coming across this later know exactly what they're looking for or can look forward to or implement it before they even hit play. All right. And that's how we get to raise the tide and raise all ships. The rising tide lifts all ships. Okay. And then also share this. You never know what people are going through. All right. When I got into my legal aspect of things, you know, I don't want to be putting all that information out there. I really kept that to myself and I tried to go about my life and my daily operations until someone shared some information with me. And then I was like, wow, this can help me. All right. You never know who this video can help. And that's what all I'm trying to do. All right. So this is all about empowering and growing your self-love, self-respect, and helping scale your business and your workforce. Let me tell you, there's nothing worse for a business or a company that has a workforce that doesn't want to be there. Okay. I went to the Virginia Beach VA spot today, and it's like the workforce has no interest in actually being there. You know, I go up and I ask for a question and I'm just given ill-mannered responses, short responses. I'm a capable human being, you know? And so for them to not want to interact with me or have the appropriate bedside manner in the front office of a VA medical location is just mind-blowing, especially when there is a room of veterans in there that have gone and done all kinds of stuff. There's dudes wearing Vietnam hats and Desert Storm hats. When I was in the American Legion up in Connecticut, there are Army Rangers in there. You know what I mean? I got some woman talking to me with sass, not telling me that it's not a walk-in clinic because, you know, XYZ, my secure messaging isn't working. I've been making phone calls. I'm not getting responses. So guess what? I'm going to walk in and figure out what's going on. And she tries to brush me off. I can't believe the audacity of some of these people in our veteran community. When I turn around, I see a room full of badasses that are trained to overtake this room before the police get there. And this woman wants to give me sass, you know, and we're in there, you know, with the appropriate, you know, with our disabilities, whatever that is to you and them. All right. And so that's why I have Remember Who You Are written here, because I was just so blown away at, you know, having studied workforce education development, understanding performance gaps and motivation gaps, and seeing these people, you know, work their wage and still talk mean to me from the moment that I walk in there. It's just mind blowing. I digress. Okay, so it's really important that if you want to have a successful relationship for yourself, that you understand that it's going to take some stretching. It's going to take some time and commitment and discipline, but that's where never quitting comes in. And this, you know, I'm a veteran and I'm talking to my veteran community because when I separated, I knew exactly how I felt. And I saw the statistics. I've participated in the VA stuff, and I don't want you to become another negative statistic. So I know I'm not talking nonsense. I know that there's a demand out there, and I know that there's other veterans out there who want to host retreats and masterminds and give back and show people how to practice self-love again, despite our experiences, or not despite, but in spite of our experiences of the military service. All right. And I've actually been reading Your Brain is a River, Not a Rock by Dr. Robert Travis, I believe. I'll post it. I'm going by memory here. But I was learning about neuroplasticity. Okay. Neuroplasticity is essential. PhD Frederick Travis. And we're in his book, we're talking about how 70% of brain connections change every day. Now, if you get out of the military because of your experience and, you know, this limited framework and limited self-talk and all these things, guess what, bud? You can change that. Matter of fact, your body is doing it on its own every single day. Now, how we can influence and take advantage of this natural occurring growth or shifting evolution is by knowing that our brain is doing this, and then with every decision we make is going to influence today, later, tomorrow in our life experience and adjust our brain's operations. Now, if you have a mental illness or imbalanced hormones and all these other things, this is the first step to realizing, wow, my body's an incredible machine and is doing all these things to compensate and in result of the environment that I'm participating in and I'm choosing to participate in every single day. And so how can a checklist help with my strengthening of my brain connections and creating a successful life, whatever that means to me, all right? The experiences we choose sculpt our brain. And I think that is so fascinating. It kind of, and it's funny to read this book and see the science behind our brain functioning and our vision and how, you know, we create the reality that we see and we participate in. And remembering that when I was a kid and hearing my parents or my grandmother be like, "Hey Bob, you know, make good choices, because when you make bad choices that you're going to have you can mess up your life with some bad choices, you know," and that's so simple. I was going over my notes with my daughter last night and I read these notes and then I was like, wait, this might be like too deep for an 8-year-old. And I brought it back down. I was like, oh, you know, well, so all the choices we make help or hurt our brain development, and it creates our environment that we might not enjoy so much. So it's really important that we make good decisions and so we can have a good life. And that is the simple answer to what we're doing here. But somehow after the military, with the indoctrination of the military mindset and getting into society and being over a lot of different aspects and looking forward to a lot of things or giving up on life in a lot of different ways, it all comes back to, hey, bud, you are the pilot. You can take the helm. You can take the pilot seat and change course in an instant. Not even today, but right now, right now. You know, they say that the best time to plant a tree was yesterday. The second best time to plant a tree is today. Well, I'm going to add to that and even shift it, saying right now. Don't even wait. Right now, right now. Every time you blink is another moment of creation, of experience, and of making a decision of what it is that you're doing. Are you scrolling? Are you reading? Are you doing something that's loving and affectionate, making your partner or your child feel seen and heard and nourishing that relationship? Or are you falling stagnant? You know, I heard another saying, I'm super into personal development, and I think hearing all these metaphors and stories are helpful for me and for you. And so I just want to share that. Okay. But we're either gradually building things up or slowly taking or tearing them down. All right. And if we all have a mountain of marbles or pennies, you know, you need to be aware and don't break yourself down or be too hard on yourself knowing this. And if you are being too hard on yourself, well, you know that you should be doing something more or you should be taking better action. So just do it, bud. Do it. You can do it. You've already done so much. And even if you haven't been in the military, look how far you've come today. Look at all the things that you've done. You can use that as a stepping stone to building up your mountain of marbles in every area of your life. Okay. So 70% of your brain changes every day based on the decisions we make in the environment that we are making for ourselves or choose to participate in. All right. I think it's life-changing information. It's life-changing for our business, our self-worth. You know, when we feel depressed, worthless, disposable, incapable, remembering this piece of information and just making one decision is going to start to shift things. Okay. And we're not even talking about exercise. We're not even talking about nutrition yet. We're not talking about biochemistry, stress, you know, happy hormones, sad hormones, you know, the bone density, functional fitness, and staying balanced for a long life and being there, being able to be 80 years old up and throwing our great grandchildren up in the air. That's what I want to be doing. I want to be showing my great, great grandchild how to do a triple extension, throwing his ass up in the air. I think that would be cool. All right. And so we can do that. And something else I read in this book was, by watching a beautiful sunrise or sunset, it leaves a trace in our brain. It affects the brain waves in our brain, and that adjusts our reconstruction and rewiring, which is the neuroplasticity that I talked about. in our brain to create a different life experience worth living, worth sharing, and worth enjoying. Okay. When I was going through my troubles, I didn't have much to share. You know, nobody wants to hear that negative stuff. I don't want to be a docudrama either. You know what I mean? I don't want to be another true crime series either. You know, like I want to build my castle, my life castle, and my garden, and protect my garden. Okay. And so, you know, I don't know what it's like to be in war, but I do know what it's like to be around violence, drugs, high stress environments, what that does to our service members, both first responders and militaries, okay, military members. All right. And by becoming aware of this information or being reminded of this information, we can really change things. Okay. We can identify the cause of our performance and then, like I said, improve our neighborhoods. And we can just do that by taking an honest inventory with ourselves and our business and our relationships and creating a checklist. And this is totally up to you. You have the freedom to make your checklist. Now, if you're in franchises or if you're at a real estate brokerage or a network marketing company, you have a roadmap to success already. I guarantee you they have printouts and ways for you to develop your own success. Which is essentially identifying, if you're in business, okay, you're identifying a niche or target audience to help provide a product or service to and marketing to that community, building trust so they can like you and be comfortable with it. You know, brands that have been around for a long time, like let's take Walmart. Nobody questions Walmart anymore. Nobody's like, I wonder if their food's actually real or if it's a scam. You know, it's been around for so long and they know that their food is in there. And so they just go in there and they get it. But with new opportunities or unheard opportunities, or when people are trying to start something new for themselves, people question that because maybe you're trying to put on a different mask. You're putting on a different character. You're pulling your big boy pants up and you're saying, I'm making a change. And not a lot of people know how to do that or are willing to do that, which makes you a 1%er. Okay. 1% every single day. I was talking to Isabel about this last night too. Taking 1% action every day, making a checklist, becoming aware, having the conversation with yourself is going to allow you to have significant results over a period of a year. She asked me, oh, if we do 1% better every day, what about 3 years? Well, let's just take 1 year. Okay. If you get 1% better every single day over the course of the year, you are 365% better than you were a year ago. Now that's pretty cool, man. All you got to do is be 1% better every day. And then if you want to triple those results, if you want to make monumental changes in your life really quickly, well, then you know what to do. You know how to bump that up to 2%, to 3%, to 4%. You know that instead of making 13 exposures, you need to make 30 exposures. Instead of doing 2 shares a day, you need to do 2 closings a day. All right. And so that's what we can do as leaders. We can better service our organizations, our families, our foster growth, prosperity, love, and all that to maintain camaraderie, financial stability, and a sense of purpose in our day-to-day operations. And that's what we are all about here in the LaFrance paradigm. When you scroll and you see this, or you get an announcement saying that I'm live, or YouTube notification saying that I just posted a new video, boom, you get to peek through the blinds into my paradigm and see what I'm talking about. And this is what I'm trying to share. I want to share goodness that we can utilize and increase our self-worth and believe in our potential for love and success, because you deserve that. Okay. If you want to have more conversations like this, or comment, DM me, hit me up. If you are in my network watching this, you already have access to me. All right. So just reach out to me, comment below. And then if you want to have a game plan interview where you're saying, hey, I've been on the fence, or I want to learn how to scale or scale my workforce, you know, identify what's going on in my business or start my own business, hit my link in my bio and fill that form out and I will get back to you. Okay. And we will have a thought-provoking conversation where you can see exactly what it is that you need to do, how much time you have, commitment, and then essentially come up with a roadmap or checklist for you to start taking action on your own. Okay. And then if there's any resources you need, I will share everything that I know, everything that I have. And then you can do the same thing. The whole point of the mastermind principle, there's a lot of marketing and SEO. You know, there's a lot of masterminds out there on Facebook, and it's not just a group. A mastermind is not just a group. It is a group of people that share the chief aim in life, that when they come together, let's say if it's a two-person mastermind, it's not just two people's minds coming together. The fact that those two people come together actually create a third mind. And that is the mastermind principle, where creativity and things come from the infinite potential of the conscious universe between the two people in a creative mindset to create something magical and incredible. And that's where people are making huge impacts in society, in the marketplace, and in our, even down to our family households. Okay. So like, share this video, subscribe, you know, hit the bell icon if you're on YouTube, share this with somebody, drop some comments if you found this valuable, and help me help you help your friends. Okay. Like I said, the rising tide lifts all ships. And courage is contagious. Everything is contagious. Mindsets are contagious. Okay. If you're the average of five people, I'm sure you've heard that. And if you haven't, they say that if you will become the average of the five people that you hang out with, okay. And that can happen negatively and that can happen positively. So take some inventory of who you're hanging out with. Are they living the way that you want to be living? Are they talking about the things that you want to be talking about? Are they making the money that you want to be making? And are they happy? Okay. Take some inventory and then share that stuff, because courage is contagious. Mob mentality, we've heard that before. Riots. Okay. Things get crazy. All right. And so when there's nothing like being around a good group of people who are ready to go to work, rep, count each other. You know, if you need to be in a healthy environment, join a gym. All right. If you're not in a healthy environment, change the gym, go to a gym that, okay, change the gym if it's not a good environment, or sign up for a gym, sign up for a good gym where you got people that are doing the work. Okay. You can walk into a gym and see if people are healthy and are in shape. You can see the conversations. You can see if people are just standing around. You can see the type of equipment that are around the gym. You want to join a club of some sort that is based around health, so you can tap into that type of mindset, tap into your inner warrior again, and become that shield maiden or warrior or ninja or whatever it is that you want to become, and then go pursue that mastermind principle and become the average of the five people that you're around, which are probably badasses, successful people that are financially stable, have loving relationships, have a loving household, and are doing the thing in the marketplace, in their community, whether it's a nonprofit, volunteering, or in a huge profitable business, okay? So I love you so much. Get out there. Have a great day. Hit me up with any questions. Let's grow.